From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. State and local agencies and colleges across California are mobilizing to help Dreamers meet a key federal deadline this week. As Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich reports, the window is closing for immigrants who are eligible to apply for a renewal of temporary protection from deportation.
Last month, President Trump announced he would wind down DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, an Obama-era program which offered temporary protection from deportation for some immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as minors. That decision started a countdown for DACA recipients. If their status expires between September 5th and March 5th, they may apply for a two-year renewal. California lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown recently passed legislation providing $20 million to local agencies working directly with DACA recipients. Dan Torres, State Director of Immigrant Integration, says the funds provide legal aid and grants to cover the $500 filing fee. He points to numerous barriers in the process.
It's not knowing that this is going to happen and the deadline would be so short and having the resources together to file an application so quickly. There's been confusion about the policy itself.
The state's public university systems have also stepped in to help. Viridiana Diaz works with the Dreamer Resource Center at Sacramento State. She says their effort is reaching beyond campus.
And this is exactly what we wanted to see happen. We wanted to see our students get help and renewed first, but also to make sure that the people close to them and their families and their community could also be assisted.
More than a quarter of the nation's 800,000 DACA recipients live in California. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
You can find this story along with links to local college resources for DACA recipients at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.